This is the I'm Stuff Eating Disorder podcast, a podcast where we teach you stuff about eating disorders that you may not have heard about before, and of course we're going to fight off that bitch of an eating disorder. I'm your host, Queenie June Borgman, and in today's episode, episode 2 of season 8, we're talking about counting calories during Christmas. Okay guys, new episode, and of course this is episode 2 of season 8, and it's called, just like you heard in the title, counting calories during Christmas. So I think that a lot of people, including me myself, have had this thing that when Christmas came around, it was such a heavy holiday for a lot of people with eating disorders. It's kind of interesting to see that some groups, you know, experience it as the most joyful part of the year. The other groups are terrified, and the other groups just feel lonely. And the other groups are maybe terrified and lonely. At least I knew that I had that back in the day when I had my eating disorder, that I felt lonely because I wasn't achieving my goals because my eating disorder was holding me back. And I was so obsessed with, you know, the calories, the amount of food that was coming in, how I'm going to burn it off, blah, 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 blah. So I can only imagine that the people that are currently in this shit are having the same problem. And that's why this is a new episode that also falls under the subject of this season, fear. Because at the end of the day, we're counting calories to keep control and keep, dealing with this situation in a way that we feel comfortable with, although it's fake comfort, basically. Well, before I'm going to start out with the rest of the episode, I want to remind you that you can always share the podcast, tell a friend, tell your coworker, tell your parents, tell a caregiver, and you can always follow the podcast as well. So let's start this episode. And of course, a little life update as well, because that's mostly what I've done throughout all these seasons. Also because I think it's important to know who your host is. And also keeping it a little bit more humane. It's always, you know, sharing information, sharing tips and tricks, and that's perfectly fine. But behind every person that is helping you is also a person that lives, breathes, and has them, her, them, his shit going on positive and negatively. For me personally, I am freaking tired. It's the end of the year. Next week I'm going to Prague. We're going to a trail house. I'm bringing my friends there. I already have been. They haven't. So that's going to be crazy fun. And although it's crazy expensive, sometimes you just need to do that for, you know, the sake of memories. Other thing is, you know, soon, very soon, we will be having Christmas, and, you know, we have some family stuff going on. Private, you know, things are good. I see for myself personally, in the way how I am now, I also sometimes have my challenges in my character and what I need to work on, and I see some stuff that I need to work on, and I think that is perfectly fine, because if I was perfect, then life was kind of shitty. As in, would it be a challenge? Would it be something I could, you know, grow and explore and share information with other people that they can learn from eventually, just like I'm doing now. So that is that part. And yeah, let's jump into this episode. Counting calories during Christmas. Just like I said in the beginning, there is this part of control that we have, and it's the tendency in an eating disorder patient. Either you're having a full-blown eating disorder and that's your only diagnose, or you have that you switch in between diagnoses, or, you know, sometimes it's a symptom of another diagnose, or sometimes it's not there. It can be very, very, very disheartening and time-consuming to count calories during Christmas, because we're trying to control the situation and we're getting triggered the most during this time, because you're not in control of the food. You're not eating, separately from your family. You're needing to join. Maybe it's not only the food of your mom, but your aunties and stuff. You need to, quote unquote, behave and act normal for once. And maybe even your mom or dad is saying this, and you just need to, you know, go with the flow and eat healthy. And with healthy, I mean, in this case, having a healthy mindset around food, what can be very challenging if you've been living in your own bubble and made your own food rules. So Christmas time is very draining for a lot of eating disorder patients, and that's okay, because let's first just acknowledge the fact that it is fucking draining, and these are gonna be maybe more harder times, either because you don't want to give in the cravings you have, or it's because you have, you know, a problem with binge eating, or you just have a lot of fear foods going on and you're on a lower weight. By the way, you can also have fear foods with binge eating, but you're on a lower weight and you really want to keep X amount of calories in track and that's it. And now this Christmas stuff and maybe New Year's Eve is going to ruin it. So how to deal with this situation? Because of course I'm, you know, calling out on this topic and trying to give you tips and tricks on what type of mindset do you have to have now whenever you're hearing this. Now it's 18 days away of Christmas or 17 to survive this shit. And it really depends per year. And I think throughout time when you recover more, you will become better with it and even start enjoying Christmas. But, you know, how are you going to go about this? Well, I personally think it's a good thing to just have a sentence and say, I'm not going to try to control this year. Just like that. The reason why is that you need to find trust again in yourself and in other people to let things go and to see how it unfolds. And this is now what I'm just saying on food level and for Christmas, but it also has its purpose in so many other things. As in, you know, I'm not going to try to control this, and I'm just going to see where this goes. Of course, when it comes down to education and stuff, and you know, needing to study for your diploma, it's different, or certificate. But when these types of things, what it involves social interaction and food, of course, I would say that would be your go-to for this situation. Because if you can master that, your eating disorder will diminish. And it means that you will feel a lot of discomfort during this time. But try to say, I'm not going to influence this, you know. I'm not going to control this. I'm just going to see how it goes. And that should be enough. Just try to repeat that and repeat that and repeat that. And will you be eating more these days when you're with your family? I may say for 120% yes, you will be eating more. But that's okay, because maybe 70% of the people that are listening to this needs to eat more because they're underweight. And even for the people that are on a healthy weight or a higher weight, you maybe still have bad relationships with food. And maybe that will come, you will encounter these foods back in these days and will see that's not that bad. I personally would say don't wait until 3 days after Christmas and stuff, or maybe even in a new year, and then 2 days after the 31st of December, because a lot of the things that is happening in between are fluid retentions, our bodies trying to, you know, keep balance, or you will have more feces, stuff like that. So you're just going to make yourself crazy over nothing. And that is why I wanted to touch upon this subject in the season of fear, because we're so fearful that we're going to gain so much weight during Christmas and New Year, while you need between 7,000 and 7,700 calories to gain 1 kg of fat. And that's not that easy said. That's not as easy done than it's said. So have hope for yourself in that way and start focusing more on your behavior instead of focusing on the food, because that is exactly where a lot of eating disorder patients go wrong. We start focusing on how much do we need to eat and how much calories and how much this and that and what type of products and what is good and bad. Well, the only thing that is going good or bad is your behavior, and that is the only thing you should be focusing on. So you should be challenging your control factor in these situations and try to let go as much as possible to see that you will survive these days without your eating disorder needing to take the overhand. That was this episode, guys. Hope to see you next week. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I also hope you learned something from it and it helps you out with recovery. In the meantime, I want to give you a little bit of a heads up of all the things where you can find us. You can find us on @imstuff_com on Instagram, @imstuff.nl on TikTok, and on imstuff.nl, where we even have an ebook about eating disorders. So if you want to know more, check that out. And just don't forget to share the episode, give it to a friend that you think is in need, and you can follow the podcast and leave a review if you want to. Enjoy that and enjoy your day.